Larry Weber, a man who also lives in the Tuileries. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You say sunshine. Well, we're not seeing too much sunshine right now. We certainly have. I'll come back to that in a moment. This is the 5th of April. We begin a brand new month. We, as of yesterday, have now 13 hours of daylight. We are in the new moon phase, which means with the longer daylight, less darkness. If you're going to get out in the darkness, you have to get out a little bit later or, as I do, a little bit earlier in the morning. I'll come back to that a moment as well because it's really been fabulous mornings. But the days have just been absolutely outstanding lately. I have just loved this pattern that we're in where we get into the 40s usually during the afternoon, and during the night we drop down into the 20s. Now what that does is that allows for melting of the snow. We had this huge snowpack at the end of February reaching its peak in early March. And if we had a quick rise in temperature that stayed up above the freezing amount, then we would be another statistic in the flooding that's been going on so much this year. But we haven't. We've had this really beautiful pattern. The Weather Service called it a nice, healthy melt, where it melts a little bit every day, but then it gets back to freezing again, so we don't get this really rush. And like I said, I found it just outstanding. I have been taking my early morning walks every day, every morning, and I, with the change of time that we went through in March and with the vernal equinox, the mornings are still dark in the pre-dawn, and I start, by the time I start my walk, it's darkness, and I can see all the stars and so forth, but by the time I finish my walk, the light has started to creep in, and of course, that gets earlier every morning. So I rely a great deal on sound, and with a morning like today when it's very foggy, those sounds become really important. And it's really been interesting to watch the patterns as they've developed. At first, the sounds were great horned owls and barred owls, and then the ubiquitous crows and ravens start their calling early as well. And then as we proceed through the migration, it was geese. Geese every morning, Canada geese, and then a couple of mornings the trumpeter swans came by with their really loud sounds. The woodcock had been doing its display that I talked about once before, and then in the swamps I heard a red-winged blackbird singing. Another time it was a robin calling. Another time it was a flock of juncos along the road that were giving their twittering type of sound. And then just in the last couple days I had a few more wonderful sounds to add to that. I had been watching in the yard, I had been watching a tom turkey show up with several females, and he would spend a lot of his time displaying. I'm not sure whether he was displaying to the females or trying to ward off any other male that may be around, but he was pretty silent about it. Well, yesterday morning I heard the gobbling of the turkey. I expect I'll be hearing that a lot more. And then as I was approaching home, I heard the guttural sound of a sandhill crane flying over. Sandhill cranes are really interesting. Both they and the turkeys would not have been around maybe about 20 or 30 years ago, but they have shown some real changes that have been going on. But the real sound I wanted to hear, I heard just the day before yesterday, and that was the ruff grouse, drumming of the ruff grouse. I just love that sound every April. That, to me, is a testament of here I survived winter, and I am out here, and I am trying to find a companion, and they use their own methods. A lot of them, birds will sing, woodpeckers will drum against trees, and so forth. Well, this bird, also called drumming, ruff grouse, does so by beating his wings against his chest. And I, like I said, it's just a terrific sound. I love hearing it. In addition to that, we are getting other changes going on. You may have noticed crocuses in bloom. Yesterday, I just stopped for a bit and took a look at them. I must have had about 15 crocuses that were in bloom. They were yellow, purple, and white. And I think crocuses, you know, we don't see much of them. We don't talk much about them the rest of the year. But, boy, at this time, we sure take note of them. We also take note of the trees. As I mentioned last week, a lot of them are with the catkins. That's these hot dog growths that are on a lot of the trees. They extend and they produce pollen at this time. It starts off with the lowly speckled alder in the swamps, And then it spreads to other small trees like hazels, willows, quaking aspens, and later in the month, so do the birch. In addition to that, drive around Duluth, and you'll see a lot of the big trees that we have are silver maples. And stop for a minute, pull over, get out, and take a look at the buds on the end of the twigs. At this time, the silver maples' buds swell up real big, and they produce either male flowers or female flowers. They're the first ones of the trees to do that. A little bit later in April, they'll be followed by their cousin, the red maples, which have a similar type of flower, but a little bit more colorful. So plenty is going on in that area. Other things to look for. I saw a chipmunk in the yard this week. I've been waiting to do so for quite some time. But it told me that we're going to see more things showing up. We are experiencing this melting, which is giving a lot of water to the vernal ponds. And the vernal ponds are, I have a series of them. I had about a dozen of them when I walk around to take a look. They are all in great shape. They are all high with plenty of water. Even though it has been quite dry lately, they still have plenty of water, and so it looks like it's going to be very good. What is missing is that the frogs that will make use of the vernal ponds are not yet out calling. Now, I expect that will happen pretty soon. There have been many years where the frogs have been calling by this time already. So I wouldn't be surprised. Next week, we may be talking about the frogs calling. That's going to be happening, as I said, very soon with these conditions. I mentioned how it's been very dry. Since mid-March, we have received less than 1/2 inch of precipitation. April is the month of floods, but it's also the month of fires, and the fires are grass fires. And so I know in the forecast there is rain. That may make a difference on it, but that's always a thing of concern in April is grass fires. So what a phenomenal month. What a terrific days we've been having. Get out and enjoy them. Okay, Lisa?
Well, and of course, we know,
wait a minute,
Larry.
You paused and didn't answer. I thought maybe you were outside enjoying it.
As a matter of fact, I was. I just ran back, jumped into my seat. As a matter of fact, Larry, you don't want to know what the other sign of spring is?
Kind of spring?
No, another sign of spring.
A sign of spring.
KUMD
yes.
Spring Pledge Drive.
When's that going to be?
Right now. It's right now, Larry.
Well,
you're right,
you know what?
The
greatest plug I can put in for KUMD is this. There is no other radio station around, probably in the country, where you can hear, turn it on in the morning and hear the voice of Lisa Johnson. Wow, what a terrific reason for having KUMD right there.
Oh, bless your little heart, Larry. Your check is in the mail. Thank you.
Okay.
Larry.
Take care. Hey, I want to pass one thing on more onto you. You can
please
take
do.
Trips to western Minnesota every so often. There's an interesting thing going on right now. With some of the freeze-up that's still going on in the Dakotas, many of the migrating water birds, especially snow geese, are going a little further east, and they're going into the areas of western Minnesota.
Sure, I will have to look. Now, I photographed, when I was out there this weekend, a red-tailed hawk, a rough-legged hawk. I saw two male pheasants, got a photograph of one, and I got lousy photographs, but was I able to identify a common merganser and a common goldeneye.
There you go. There you go. There's the water birds I was talking about. But snow geese apparently are very, just lots of them right now.
I think I might have seen some flying over. You know, my mom, I travel with my mom, and she's got this thing about me stopping in the middle of the highway and pulling the camera out. So, you know, she really interferes with my photography. But I do the best I can. By golly.
Yeah, well, right now, pass the word out to all the listeners. They should be contributing to KUMD.
I think you just did that, Larry. You're so fabulous.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host, Backyard Almanac. He's an author, an educator, a naturalist. Larry Weber still really active in our community, leading a variety of workshops. We are so lucky to have. We've got, like, everybody's favorite teacher is Larry Weber, and we've got him on the air every single Friday right here on KUMD.